Good morning, son of the morning. Please, take a seat. Oh no, not up there, but down at Jesus' feet. Thank you. What is this that thou hast done? Did I hear you say in your little heart that you would ascend into heaven and exalt your throne above the stars of God? Hast thou not known, Mr. Lucifer? Or hast thou not heard that while you were planning to exalt your throne above the stars, I could hear my God saying that the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool? Thou fool, didn't you know? Did I hear you say that you would be like the Most High? Why, Lucifer, why? Well, my God doesn't have to be like the Most High because He is the Most High God. He is our great high priest, which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Are you feeling me, Mr. Lucifer? And what meanest thou, you deceiver, trying to contaminate the heart of every believer? You actually went to the mighty God saying, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Let me just make it known that you were talking to the stone. Yeah, the stone that the builders rejected became the chief cornerstone, although he was neglected. And speaking of the bread, let me put something in your head. He is the bread of life. Life? Do you know what life is? It is something that you can't take, neither can you give, Mr. Lucifer. You then take the master and show him the world's glory. You proceed to tell him some sort of ridiculous story about what you could give him if he would just fall down and worship you. How could you offer someone something that never belonged to you? And how could you offer something to someone who has everything? Just in case you didn't know, let me tell you before you go that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The master? Fall down and worship you? Here's another question or two since we're on the subject of falling down, Mr. Lucifer. How did it feel when you fell down? God said he beheld you falling as lightning, and I tell you what, it should have been frightening. Lightning falls pretty fast, Mr. Lucifer. Tell me, why do you try to intimidate the people of God, making them feel as if life is too hard? You're as a roaring lion with a limited amount of power, seeking whomever you can devour. You're the as, but God is the is, the has-been, and the always-will-be roaring lion of the tribe of Judah. You will be consumed with hell's fire, but my God is a consuming fire. You're a lying wonder, but Jesus is a wonder in my precious soul. Well, Mr. Lucifer, this decision wasn't very hard. God has decided that you're the man for the job. I must admit that you interviewed well, and you will be working from home, and that's straight from hell. There will be enough room for you and your crowd, but I'm sorry to inform you that no breaks are allowed. No breaks are allowed in hell, Mr. Lucifer. Lucifer? Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. You are the right man for this job.